Hi, I'm Kelly Gardner, and I first want to talk to you about why your business card is not working for you. You are creating a card that is all about you. It has your accolades, your certifications, degrees, titles, contact information. And well, that's great if you are writing a resume, but you are a business owner now who needs clients. So in this particular scenario, that is not going to work. The prospect is thinking, so what? You have given him or her no reason to even think they need you. So why would they call you? Why would they go to your website? Why would they even be interested? They won't be. And as you can see, they aren't. So now let's change that. Let's start with the back of your card. Yes, the back. You must use every single piece of real estate that you own, and the back of this card is included. Put these three things on the back of your card. Number one, five compelling marketing questions that speak to your prospect's problem or pain. Number two, an offer for a free consultation with a call to action. And number three, another plug for your website and what they can get there. Let's pretend you are a reading specialist who provides individual tutoring for struggling readers. Three of the five questions on the back of your card might be something like this. Is your child struggling to read on grade level? Do you and your child experience frustration and anxiety at homework time? Would you benefit from strategies that help you assist your child with reading? Okay, let me give you a couple more. Would your child benefit from strategies that make comprehension problems a thing of the past? Do you wish your child would get excited about reading books and magazines? Do you wish your child had consistent one-on-one, tailor-made instruction that addresses his or her specific learning needs? Those are just some examples of the type of compelling questions that you want to have on the back of your card. Now, you would take that and apply it to your industry, to your field, and what you do. You see how the questions focus on the problems that the child and the parent might be experiencing? They did not focus on you, the reading specialist, the tutor, one bit. That is how you pull the prospect into your magnetic field. That is how you create a situation where the prospect has no choice but to say, "Yes, Lord, yes, you are the one I have been looking for." The next part of the card is the call to action and offer for a free consultation. It might say something like this: "Help is on the way. Call me for a free consultation so that we can discuss your needs and map out a success plan that develops a more skilled, more confident reader." You see how this statement tells what you can do for the prospect and what they need to do to receive it? Now, part three of the back of your card is to get them to your website. In this case, a good example would be visit www.janedoe.com for more information on tutoring packages, speaking, and training opportunities. Now, if you're interested in learning what goes on the front of your business card, as well as how to create more effective 21st century marketing tools, be sure to get your copy of the 10 things your ideal clients need you to do in the personal brand toolbox on my site at kellygardner.com. Listen to tip number seven, which is present your brand with class and pizzazz. All you have to do is enter your name and your best email address, and I will be there to help you walk in your divine personal brand. I'm Kelly Gardner of kellygardner.com, and I will see you on the next post.